Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm morning across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is seeing some gentle breezes, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the U.S. has launched a fifth night of strikes on Iran as Israel considers its own involvement in the conflict. This is from earlier reporting. Also, JNS says the U.S. targeted dozens of Iranian sites this morning. Fighter jets, drones, and warships were involved. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, the U.S. has attacked a bridge connecting Iran's Bandar Abbas and Shiraz. CENTCOM confirmed these latest strikes. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that CENTCOM is holding Iran accountable with the sixth night of military actions. Over 50,000 U.S. troops remain vigilant in the region. And finally, the Times of Israel shares that President Herzog expressed his hope for peace with Saudi Arabia in a rare interview. He also conveyed sorrow for the innocent lives affected in Gaza. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News is reporting just minutes ago that Iran claims it used drones to attack U.S. positions in Kuwait. The target was American barracks and logistics centers. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today that Iran's threats of wider war may be losing their impact. He suggests the nation is weakening. Al Arabiya English shared that President Herzog voiced his deep concern for the people of Gaza. He emphasized the need for a better life for the civilians there. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. Ynet reports that Washington has informed Jerusalem of its plans to hit infrastructure and energy facilities. Despite these aggressive moves, Israeli officials believe Tehran still wants to avoid direct conflict. The implications for the region remain uncertain, with tensions high, but direct confrontation avoided for now. Turning to the U.S. military actions confirmed by CENTCOM, JNS provides details on the sixth consecutive night of strikes involving a range of U.S. military assets. This series of attacks is part of a broader effort to reduce Iranian military capabilities. The broader impact could reshape security dynamics in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights President Herzog's interview with Saudi TV. In this rare dialogue, Herzog dreams of normalized relations with Riyadh, Syria, and Lebanon. His remarks about Gaza reflect a complex balancing act between diplomatic aspirations and humanitarian concerns. On the economic front, first, according to CTEC, Israeli startups Kela and Isotope will develop autonomous control systems for the IDF's next-gen attack drones. This is a substantial advancement in military technology. Separately, Walla Business reports on an upcoming conference focused on the Negev's future. Prime Minister Netanyahu and other leaders will discuss development plans aiming at 2048. And finally, Globes reports that FIMI, an Israeli private equity firm, has closed its largest fund to date, raising $1.75 billion. This fund boosts FIME's assets under management to over $11 billion. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.